It is Friday, September 6, 2013. And good day, everyone, and welcome to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes still on vacation. He's back with us officially on Monday, but he'll still have a couple programs with us here today. We got a great show lined up for you today. Hope you enjoy it. We're going to have the latest markets for you, the latest futures. We're going to have an update on the weather, the ag calendar. Ron's got a couple beef shows coming up. Whole lot of stuff coming up in just a few minutes. So stay with us. Midday Oklahoma gets underway with my news update when we come back right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Just about 7 minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues, I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you updated on some ag news. A top American Farm Bureau official says it's Congress's call whether a possible farm bill extension means all direct payment savings will go to deficit reduction instead of new safety net programs. AFBF Director Dale Moore says Congress could do a straightforward extension, simply extending current spending, or it could put some hooks in it.
Taking some part of the agricultural baseline, whether that's from direct payments or other aspects of the programs that are available to farmers and ranchers, that's a decision that Congress is going to make.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says, and he says on Ag Web Radio this week, that the price for an extension may be applying all savings from ending direct payments to deficit reduction instead of a new safety net. But Moore agrees, at least, that all these concerns will go away with a new farm bill.
You get the new farm bill done, these issues and concerns and speculations about what could or could not happen relative to the spending baseline, to direct payments, to other farm programs, other conservation programs. All of that will get put to bed when we get a new farm bill done and have all of these budget questions as well as policy questions answered.
Moore also believes Congress could deal with another Vilsack concern that WTO cotton case payments to Brazil will cease without a new farm bill and invite trade retaliation. But the larger concern for AFBF and other farm bill advocates right now is Syria.
Syria and the surrounding issues, it doesn't matter what you're listening to, who you're talking to, that is overshadowing everything and getting that resolved. So I would hazard a guess that, you know, it's kind of an even money bet that we're not going to see a whole lot of activity on much of anything outside of that particular issue, certainly over the next week or two.
After that, it's anybody's guess, Moore says. AFBF hopes the House GOP agrees to go to conference with the Senate before it tries to win a vote on a separate bill that cuts food stamps 10 times as much as the Senate. But Moore admits House leaders likely want to go into negotiations with a stronger bargaining hand that can only come with having voted on both ag and nutrition programs. Meanwhile, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced funding for projects to improve electric service for about 10,000 rural residents in 8 states. The loan guarantees are made available through USDA's Rural Utilities Program. The $207 million in loan guarantees will be used to build nearly 2,000 miles of line, will fund more than $11 million in smart grid projects, and make another system improvements. Rural Utility Service Administrator John Palladino says the investments will continue to ensure safe, reliable, and affordable service for rural residents, farmers, and commercial and industrial consumers. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim and Justin have a market update right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Justin, how do our futures markets look at midday?
Well, the stock market futures are having a volatile Friday morning here. They've traded as much as 75 higher to as much as 130 lower this morning in the Dow Jones futures. Right now, we're about 47 higher in the September Dow, and that's at 14,964. S&P futures are up 6 points at 1659. Payrolls in the U.S. rose less than forecast in the month of August, and gains from the previous 2 months were actually revised downward. Now, unemployment rates also fell through as more people have left the labor force than expected. Unemployment dropped to 7.3%, which is the lowest since December of 2008. One thing kind of affecting that and skewing that that unemployment number, though, is that that labor force participation rate was the lowest since August of 1978, and that's at 63.2%. Last month it was 63.4%, but people are leaving the labor force, skewing that unemployment rate down, which isn't exactly a true reflection of what's going on. So the market's viewing these numbers as a little bit negative, even though the unemployment rate dropped, and that kind of eases the case for Fed tapering at their September 17th and 18th Fed policy meeting here in a couple of days. The 30-year bond rallied on the news. It's at 131 after making new contract lows earlier in the session, but it's come back up. U.S. dollar is selling off on the news. It's down 46 to 82.20. Crude oil futures today are taking or watching what's going on in the world market here. We're up about $1.70 in October. There's talk of the Western-led strike could come next week. We have Obama speaking next Tuesday night to the nation, trying to propose a deal, and then Congress is going to vote next week. So something should happen in the next 5 days or so regarding that. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil are both about 2 cents higher. Natural gas futures are selling off just a touch, down about 5 cents. Cattle futures are taking a bit of a hit here on the feeder cattle. They're down 30 to a dollar across the feeder cattle complex. Live cattle futures are up 10 in October, down 20 to 30. And the fats, grain futures are wild dates as well. We're anywhere from two lower to two higher in corn. Beans are up 9 cents in September due to no deliveries, but down 2 cents in November. Wheat futures are up anywhere from 3 to 5 cents.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. After the break, Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers on Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is, beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Just about 12:15 on our Friday here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's take a look at those futures markets for you. October live cattle up 7 at 125.30. December's down 37, 128.75. October feeder cattle down 95 at 157.85. November's down 117 at 158.37. October hogs up 120 at 90.60. December's up 82 at 86.75. We will check the grains when we come back right after this. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. It's the Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event, number 34. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 11, 12, and 13th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231 and DirecTV Channel 345 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 100,000 head of cattle to be sold at this year's Labor Day sale. You can get more details by calling Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
On the grain trade, Kansas City wheat, December up 5 1/4 at 694.5. March up 5.5 at 702.5. December corn's up 2 3/4 at 463.75. March is up 2.5 at 476.5. November soybeans down 2, 1365.5. January's down 1 1/4 at 1363. October cotton is up 51 points, 82.91. December up 61 at 82.91. October crude oil up 173 at 110.10. November's up 153 at 109.20. That's Luke to Markets. Have a great day, everyone. Jim Appel joins us now, and he has a check on that ag weather.
Taking a look at our weather today on Midday Oklahoma, it looks like more of the same throughout the next week. We'll have highs in the upper 90s, lows in the low 70s to the upper 60s, and it looks like we'll be dry throughout the period until next Thursday when we'll have a cool front that may cool things down just a little bit and bring us about a 20% chance of rain to western and central Oklahoma. We'll look at the latest drought monitor and talk about what Gary McManus sees in that right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. As we all know, temperatures have turned hot and the conditions have been dry for the last several weeks here in Oklahoma. And Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus reports that more and more color is now showing up on the latest drought map, with 45% of the state now covered by drought. That's a rise from 38% last week. Moderate drought spread across southern Oklahoma, and the non-drought status of abnormally dry also spread up into central Oklahoma as well as northern Oklahoma. So the amount of the state now covered by the DO designation, which is abnormally dry, to D4, which is exceptionally dry, rose from 60% to 74% in the last week. McManus says the main driver is the fact that since August 18th, almost no rain has fallen in the state. The statewide average during that period was 7/100ths of an inch. That's 1.81 inches below normal, or about 4% of the normal rain that we would receive during that time. That's the driest August 18th through September the 5th since 1921. Southwestern Oklahoma has not recorded a drop of rain during that time. Southern Oklahoma has had a rough time even farther back, however. While the northern two-thirds of the state was getting decent rains during the first 17 days of August, the southern third was getting largely nothing. Temperatures have been mostly on the hot side since the rains went away on the 18th, and especially on the high-temperature side. The statewide average temperature from the Mesonet that we've seen since August 18th was 80.6 degrees. That's 1.3 degrees above normal. The maximum temperatures, however, averaged 93.6 degrees. That's two full degrees above normal. The sudden but extended lack of rainfall coupled with above normal temperatures combined to make a flash drought situation, McManus says. For those areas across the western third of the state, this is not a flash drought. It's nearly the culmination of a three-year drought episode, which can trace its beginnings back to October 2010. Looking at the 36-month period from August 2010 through July 2013, McManus says southwestern Oklahoma has had an area average total of about 64 inches of rain, which is about 20 inches below normal for that three-year period, and ranks as the fourth driest period since 1895. The dry conditions are starting to impact Oklahoma's soils, and conditions look fairly dry for the next 7 days, especially for southern Oklahoma. We'll take another look at your forecast right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Taking a quick look at our weekend forecast, highs on Saturday and Sunday will be in the upper 90s. We could see triple digits in the western and the southern part of the state. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Looks dry throughout the period with partly cloudy conditions perhaps on Sunday. Light winds in the 10 to 15 mile an hour range. Dave Lanning will have more right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
It is 1225 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Friday. We'll look at September Fest at the Governor's Mansion. We'll take a look at the Southwest Ag Issues Summit. And we'll also look at the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series at OSU. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Fall is just around the corner, and with it comes one of the state's most exciting events, September Fest. Hosted by Governor Mary Fallon and First Gentleman Wade Christensen, the 17th annual September Fest will be held on Saturday, September the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Governor's Mansion and at the Oklahoma History Center. September Fest is a celebration of the culture and history that make Oklahoma unique. This year's events will feature arts and crafts, the Oklahoma City Thunder Girls, a chalk artist, sports activities, inflatables, carriage rides, steer roping, live animals, and more. This year's attractions will also feature two live entertainment stages featuring performers like Kyle Dillingham and Oklahoma's youth ambassador Michaela Joe. Tours of the Oklahoma Governor's Mansion will also be offered throughout the day. Several agriculture groups and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture will have several exhibits and activities showcasing Oklahoma agriculture. Admission to the September Fest is free. Agricultural leaders and those interested in becoming stronger leaders in the industry are encouraged to attend this year's Southwest Ag Issues Summit at the Skirvin Hotel in Oklahoma City on September the 8th through the 10th. Several speakers will be making a return engagement to the event, including the chairman of the House Ag Committee, Frank Lucas. Industry leaders from across the greater Southwest region will be gathering for this three-day event to discuss key issues facing agriculture, as well as the opportunity to network with fellow agricultural influencers in the industry. The summit includes a program of speakers to touch on such topics as the Farm Bill, agricultural trade, endangered species impacts, and more. Featured speakers include Congressman Frank Lucas, futurist Jim Weismeyer, and Cook Political Report's David Wasserman. Renowned cowboy poet Waddy Mitchell will also be speaking at this year's event. A detailed program is available online at www.agissuessummit.com. Dr. Tom Sinclair will speak on the scientific and political limitations to increasing crop yields as part of the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series at OSU. The presentation will be held September the 16th at 3:30 p.m. in 107 Ag Hall in Stillwater. Demands on global agricultural production are greater than ever, with no signs of slowing down over the coming decades. Sinclair has worked for over four decades researching the physiological and environmental constraints of crop production. The author of Bread, Beer, and the Seeds of Change and numerous scientific publications, including papers in Science and Nature, will outline some of the physiological, environmental, and political limitations that will affect modern agriculture's ability to meet these demands. A come-and-go reception will be held in Ag Hall 106 following the seminar. Light refreshments will be provided.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Friday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com, just drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Half past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on your Friday and on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great day today. We're going to take a news update when we come back right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
The overpopulation of wild horses and burros is a problem that's growing across the country, Jonna Miller reports.
There is a certain romance to the vision of wild horses and burros roaming free out west. Unfortunately, the reality of the situation is much harsher, and most people agree that the federal program that manages the animals in 10 western states needs a major overhaul. Nevada Farm Bureau's Doug Busselman has seen the damage firsthand. His state is home to about half the wild horse population.
The federal agencies who are supposed to be responsible for effective management, they've lost control. They don't have the ability in the budget to effectively carry out the management responsibilities that they have because of being overwhelmed by just unsustainable numbers of horses.
The program, which is run by the Bureau of Land Management, has a budget of about $73 million. Roughly 60% of that is used to keep thousands of animals in holding pens and pastures because the land is just not able to handle all the animals. But American Farm Bureau Natural Resources Specialist Paul Schlegel says there's no easy fix.
There is no natural predator for these animals. Therefore, they can pretty much populate at will. And as the National Academy points out, they will double in population every 4 years. The land simply cannot sustain that. If you don't control the populations, they will self-limit. What that means is they will compete for forage, and they will essentially starve each other out.
You've got animals that are starving, animals that are not getting sufficient water. You've got federal agencies that are literally hauling water to horses to be able to sustain them. When you say that you want to have nature take its course, nature can be very cruel. We've got areas that are 400 and 500% above what the levels are supposed to be based on the science of range resources. And once you beat out a plant to the point where it doesn't have the ability to regenerate itself or go to seed, you just have conditions that are unsustainable over a long term. We've got wildlife that are being displaced, damages to water resources. All in all, there's just a lot of damage that overpopulation brings about.
By law, the federal government is supposed to maintain rangelands for multiple use, meaning they're supposed to be sustainable for a wide range of things like livestock grazing, recreation, mining, timber production, and wildlife preservation. But the overpopulation of wild horses and burros challenges that.
I think you have to get to a place where we've got horse numbers on the range that are within the parameters of what they're supposed to be. Then the excess horses, I think you have to look at some other scenario than just adoption as a method for dealing with them. We may need to look at trying to export some of them.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, our ag conversation today goes back to a visit we had with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas a few days back as we think about permanent law as a possible option in the 2013 Farm Bill debate. Back on that in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Early in the August congressional recess, we had the opportunity to catch up and talk with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, about a bunch of issues pertaining back to the 2013 Farm Bill and what he may be facing when he gets back to Washington this coming week. One of the things that's out there, one of the very conservative political groups that's advocating against farm policy in general, has decided to advocate for a one-year extension. Heritage Action, the name of the group, and we talked with the congressman about that.
The folks, some of the good folks from Heritage Action have been quoted, I think, The Hill or The Roll Call, or one of the Washington, D.C., inside the D.C. Beltway deals, indicated that they'd like to see an extension of farm policy so they could have another whack at talking with you about a 21st century farm policies, as they called it.
Whack is the exact phrase. They've tried to whack us for some time in rural America. They are afraid now that they're not going to be successful, so if they could push the process off for one more year, they'd have 12 more months to pot shoot us in the back. I simply say we need a five-year farm bill now. We need to get our work done now. I think the Speaker understands that. I think more and more of the House leadership as a whole understands that. We just have to get our work done on the floor, get to conference committee, work out the differences with the Senate, and oh, by the way, hope that the President will sign the bill.
One last question. As far as the concept that you inserted into the Farm Bill, only Farm Bill, of permanent law changes, I know that you've probably taken a lot of criticism on that.
Ron, I've taken a huge amount of criticism over that. But understand, I have watched the legislative process for some time now. I've seen how things are done in other areas of federal language. I know having a process that compels us to do a new Farm Bill every 5 years keeps all the lobbyists employed, keeps all the think tank groups employed, keeps all the blood and political gore stirred up into the air. But I'd simply say this. If we can come up with a good farm policy that works for everybody in every region, and if we could make that permanent law, then that, I believe, gives us a much better feel from which to battle in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years on down the road. But that said, it's the will of the House. The Senate seems to be very determined that we not change the status quo in the old law. Maybe that's a point that they'll prevail on. I just know that it is my obligation, my responsibility, to try and do everything I can to protect my constituents in rural America and rural America in general. If thinking outside the box sometimes enables us to be better positioned for 5 years or 10 years or a generation down the road, I've got an obligation to at least look at it and try and come up with ways to address it.
Why just Title I? Why not the entire length and breadth of the Farm Bill?
Simply because the Title I is the traditional title. It's always been governed under the 38 and 49 Act, and I can only carry so much of a load at any one time.
Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, who, by the way, will be offering some remarks at the Southwest Ag Issues Forum in Oklahoma City Monday morning before he heads on to Washington, D.C. next week. That is a look at your agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communication.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction. 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets at midday today, and we're going to have a complete rundown of those markets. The cattle futures kind of having a lower day today, slowly working their way back up. Hog futures, though, looking pretty good today. And on the grains are actually coming to the positive side after a slow start this morning. Wheat futures are up. The corn futures heading up. The soybean futures also heading their way to the higher side today. We're going to have a complete rundown of all the futures, all the markets, when we come back right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker with Old Surety Life Insurance. In April, we celebrated our 81st birthday, and for 81 years, Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs. Old Surety specializes in Medicare supplement, and we know it can be confusing at times. I just wanted to let you know we can help. Our main goal is to make sure you have the right coverage at an affordable cost. Give Old Surety a call today and ask how you can save money on your Medicare supplement insurance or other insurance needs. When you call Old Surety, a real person answers the phone. No buttons to push. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Well, still no cash cattle trade at this point in the day. We are expecting some later in the day today. Box beef at midday is on the lower side. Choice down 63 cents at 195.23. Select down 73 cents at 181.18. Choice select spread at 14.05 with 83 total loads. Apache Livestock Auction, Apache, Oklahoma, 2,771 head. Feeder steers steady to $1 lower. Feeder heifers steady to $2 lower. Heifer calves 3 to 5 higher, slaughter cows steady to 2 higher. feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 198 to 199, 5 to 6 weights, 161 to 186, 6 to 7 weights, 150, 425 to 173, 7 to 8 weights, 150 to 159, 8 to 9 weights, 140, 350 to 147. Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada, 1,042 head. In the Finn test, steer and heifer calves were mostly steady. Slaughter cows and bulls steady, also in a like test. Feeder steers, medium and large, 3 to 4 weights, 201 to 237. 4 to 5 weights, 182 to 193. 5 to 6 weights, 159 to 173. And 6 to 7 weights, 150 to 162. The Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Auction in Salina, Kansas, 1,495 head. Steers, 750 to 950 pounds, a dollar to two higher, 750 pounds and under, not enough for a test. Heifers, 450 to 1,000 pounds, not enough for a test. And feeder steers, medium and large, 6 to 7 weights, 167 to 169, 7 to 8 weights, 156 to 165, 8 to 9 weights, 148 to 150, 450, 9 to 1,000 pounds, 142 to 147. We're going to take a time out, come back and check those futures right after this. Farmers and ranchers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd. For hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing and vehicle information, and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner. He's host of the local Live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Teamco Containment Systems, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and make deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres, which includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through 22nd. On the futures markets, October live cattle down 5 at 125.17. December's down 45, 128.67. October feeder cattle down 107 at 157.72. November is down 132 at 158.22. October hogs up 125 at 90.65. And the December is up 82 at 86.75. Over on the grain trade, Kansas City wheat, September up 7.25 at 708.5. The December is up 8.25 at 697.5. March is up 8 at 705. December Chicago wheat is up 8, 648.25. March is up 7.25 at 660.5. September corn is down 2 at 487.5. December down 2.75 at 463.75. March is down 2.25 at 476.25. September soybeans down 12.5 at 1435.5. November's down 2.75 at 1370.25. January is down 3.5 at 1367.75. October cotton is up 94 points at 83.34. December up 94 at 83.24. March is up 79 at 82.68. October crude oil is up 175 at 11 at 110.11. The November is up 152 at 109.21. And October natural gas down 4, 352 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today is Gant Moyer from Oklahoma State University as we talk about value-added opportunities for our cattle producers after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. We're talking now with Gant Moyer from Oklahoma State University. Gant, thought we might talk a little bit about a couple of things that you were visiting with the cattle producers today out here at the OCA. And that was obviously some of the value-added benefits that are out there and available to cattle producers if they're just willing to do a little extra work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing I find, Ron, is these producers are already doing these management steps. We just need to get the word out to buyers that they are managing these cattle properly. And when they do that, we'll capture those premiums and willing to pay more because those cattle do better for them on down in other segments of the beef industry.
When we start thinking about the kind of things that can be done, what are the various, I guess, practices, best management type practices that really will make a difference to a guy's bottom line?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you know, the vaccination process is essential. We got to establish those vaccinations and the health of that calf. That way that calf can perform as if they're going in a stocker operation or a grower yard, then as they go on into the feedlot. You know, we also require that they get weaned for that 45-day period on those homegrown calves. And they get weaned for that 45 days. We get through some of that stress and we get through some of that sickness. And we, when we reduce that stress, oftentimes when we take them to the livestock auction, we actually get some gain back on those cattle through the stress of actually being gathered and sent to auction. We'll gain anywhere from 1% to 2% on weights before they sell.
I know that we have seen these various programs almost explode as far as the type of programs and the variety of them that are out there.
Yep, absolutely. And one thing I always want people to know is that if you qualify for another program like the Zoetis SelectVac program or the Ranger Ready program with BI, you also qualify with our OQBN VAC 45 program. There are many programs out there, but again, we just need to get the message out there that we are managing these cattle properly. And the other thing is, too, a lot of feedlots are looking for these cattle, and we market directly to some of those feedlots through new avenues and a lot of electronic media.
So, you know, for the OQBN program, what's the fall
end of summer, fall looking like right now?
Yep, we're shaping up pretty nice. Right now we have 13 sales starting the end of October. We have 13 sales at 8 different livestock markets, and we're shaping up real nice. We've already enrolled 1,000 head for those sales particularly, and we'll continue to enroll, especially as we have a little bit more grass this year and a little bit better weather conditions as we have years in the past.
OSU's Gant Moyer. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Midday Oklahoma continues. We're back in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA. Grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, it is going to be a dandy. This year's Superior Livestock Auction Labor Day event. This year is the 34th annual event for their big annual Labor Day celebration that will be broadcast live from Embassy Suites in Denver, Colorado. That will be happening on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of September, broadcast live on Dish Network 231 and DirecTV Channel 345, also on the Internet for your convenience at www.superiorclicktobid.com. The sale all 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, will start at 9 a.m. Central Time. 100,000 head being offered at this year's Labor Day event, and they'll have an All-American Beef Battalion benefit auction. 100% of the proceeds support the military troops that'll be a part of this year's event. You can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or check them out at superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Thanks for joining us today on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel, stepping up on the soapbox in the place of Ron Hayes today, who's still on vacation. They say that trends often begin on the east and west coasts and work their way into the central part of the country. If that's the case, are the fat police coming to a school district near you? In Los Angeles, many schools are now sending notes home to parents saying that their children are just too fat. That's right. Public schools are now in the business of policing the weight of their students. School dietitians are checking the weight of hundreds of preschoolers in the San Fernando Valley even as we speak. If the student's body mass index is determined to be above the average for their height or their age, parents will get a quote-unquote unhealthy letter. The kids call them fat letters. So far, about 25% of the students examined don't meet the school district's criteria for a healthy weight, and their parents will be receiving the fat letters next month. School officials insist they will be School officials say they will try to be gentle with parents, but they will be sending out information to help the family be more healthy. Don't think it can happen here? Well, school officials in 19 other states are cracking down on childhood obesity as well with their own similar programs. Officials insist they aren't trying to stigmatize anyone, but they are just trying to be helpful. They want parents to make healthier lifestyle choices for themselves and for their children. And if they don't make those choices deemed more healthful by school administrators, Well, as we've seen in New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's push to ban salt and sweetened drinks in the Big Apple, bureaucrats often find ways of turning their pet suggestions into compulsions.
All right, thanks, Jim. We certainly appreciate that here today. And that's going to do it for us on this Friday afternoon. That's going to wrap up this edition of Midday Oklahoma. Ron Hayes will return to us on Monday for his regular stuff. He's getting back from vacation. So for Jim Appel, for Ron Hayes, and for Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning. We look forward to visiting you with you again on Monday at 12:05 for Midday Oklahoma. Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.